Mother truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sparkle sunshine. Thank God I ain't a Republican edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room looking down on Hollywood Town. Just spitting distance from the most famous intersections anywhere, all y'all, Hollywood and Vine. But you are listening to my bitch ass right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. You know what happens when you throw a backslash listen behind that? You mother truckers gonna get all the fabulous mother trucking programming right when it's mother trucking happening. Okay, okay. So do yourself a favor, give your ear holes some joy and happiness, and maybe you'll learn a little something along the way. But tune in to the Crab Diving Network. Also, you can find the Hollywood Hick here every day on the sevens, meaning seven in the morning and seven in the evening. That's West Coast time here in the United States of America. If you's anywhere else, do the math. Only one I can do off the top of my head is the one on the other side. That'd be tens. All right, so that'd be East Coast tens, West Coast sevens. Anywhere else, do the math. You can follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick, and you can also follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/the Hollywood Hick. Okay, okay. I think that's enough particularly in right here off the beginning, because I need to tell you people something. Can I just tell you the one thing in this world? Well, there's probably a lot of things in this world I don't want to wake up to, but let me tell you what I woke up to this morning, and I hope y'all don't have to wake up to this, because I don't know what the mother truck has done gone and happened up in here, but ants, what the fuck? Oh, y'all, I don't know if I can deal with this shit. Ants have invaded my kitchen. Just one little area. Thank dolly, they ain't gone way too far across into other things. But this is not making me happy. I came home, woke up this morning, right? Went into my kitchen to make me some coffee, because that's what I need first thing in the morning, because otherwise I am an insufferable ornery son bitch, right? And I don't need to be bothered. And I go, there is, the counter is just black. And I cleaned the shit last night. I made dinner, so I sprayed with the cleaner stuff, wiped it all up to make sure that I don't look like some kind of insufferable pig living up in a pigsty, because you never know if I get booty call or something. I want booty call to think I'm a gross pig ass pig, you know, because maybe I am, but they don't need to know that. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you, What the fuck do these ants want? I don't understand. There was nothing there for you other than for you to just fucking gross me out first thing in the morning before I can even start my mother trucking day. Stop it. I don't understand. But you know what? I do know how to kill those motherfuckers. I killed them dead. Let me tell you what kills them the best. There's this stuff called LA's Awesome Cleaner or something. I don't know. I get it at the 99 cent store. It's the best place to get it. It's 99 cents for a whole jug, and it's the best freaking cleaner you'll ever find. Like, swish, 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 squirty squirt cleaner, right? Well, you put that stuff on it, and those motherfuckers, it's like Raid, but it don't smell like fucking death and fucking gross chemical horrible, like you're gonna kill yourself in the process of trying to take out all of these ants that have swarmed all over your countertop, making it look like a wiggly sea of blackness. I can't. Well, I went on a murderous ant fucking rampage this morning, so there are no more ants at the moment. Maybe a couple of stragglers. I don't know. But I'm going to have to do something about this. I'm going to be having to call the landlord and be like, yo, mother trucker, the ants is back. And they is back with a vengeance. And I ain't having this nonsense. So y'all need to come up in here and figure out where this freaking giant freaking ant mound is somewhere. Because I know I ain't the only one around here that's got the ant problems. Because I'm up on the second floor. So if I'm up on the second floor, then how come the people down below, who would be the manager, I'm just saying, is all got to know there's ants, because if I got some, he's got some, right? That's just the way it has to work, because they can't go just, they ain't just going to originate here. That ain't how ants work. They got a hole in the ground somewhere or something. What? I'm just saying, I can't talk about these ants anymore because I feel the inner hell no in me rising up from below, allowing me to not have rainbow sparkles and sunshines where there needs to be rainbow sparkles and sunshines, because I've got some things to talk about today here on the Hollywood Hick program. Because of this place I go to every day, I'm off schedule. I don't get to do these as regularly as I'd like to anymore. I'm trying to be better about that. Hopefully here in a couple of few weeks, I will be able to, because I'm getting some helps up in there, which means I will not be so stressed out and crazed at all moments of my life, because if that continues, I am going to spontaneously combust into a little pile of ash, because honestly, I can't take it no more. Honestly, it just comes too much some days. I'm like, you people worry about the most inconsequential bullshit stuff. Could you please just pull your head out your behind and or worry about somebody other than yourself for a hot mother trucking second, and let's move on with our days. I'm just saying it's all. But there's one thing I do need to say, and I need to say it right now because it makes me so very happy that this is looking like it is on the right track and things are not getting fucked up, and they have not taken one of the things I love most in this world, probably the thing I love most that is not Dolly Parton, and they are not ruining it. And I am completely I'm thrilled and or flabbergasted at the fact that this Wonder Woman movie trailer was tits. Awesome. When that bitch comes climbing up that ladder in her Wonder Woman battle armor ready to kick some mother trucking ass. See, that's what I was worried about. I was like, are they going to try to make her all nicer and stuff where she doesn't kick some serious ass? Because I love the Linda Carter Wonder Woman, right? From the 70s, that is why I love chicks who kick ass. That is why I think I have a thing for brunettes that have like those like steel blue eyes. Because when the third grade, before I realized this is what happened, right? In the third grade, when Wonder Woman was on TV and I was in love, I thought I was in love with her, right? Looking back on things, I think it was more of a situation of where I wanted to be her, but I wasn't able to reconcile those feelings, right? Well, now I understand what's going on. And because of that infatuation with chicks who kick ass, that's probably why I love Xena the Warrior Princess. That's why I like lady superheroes that can kick ass. I just like watching chicks kick ass. I think it's kind of fun, especially when she kicks the damn it, I can't talk. Especially when a chick kicks a big dude's ass, looks like somebody who should kick her ass, and she just fights back. Even if she kicks him in the nuts, I don't care. You trying to fight a woman, you deserve to get kicked in the nuts. I don't care who you are, right? But this new Wonder Woman trailer is bad mother trucking ass. Now, I will say she needs bigger hair, and I'm even starting to be able to let go of the bosom thing, because I think they kind of maybe like, I think they formed her armor to give her a little bit more boobage. So, okay, I'm fine with that. And that's all I want. I just want the appearance of boobs. I don't need giant, super giant ones, but I want her to be somewhat voluptuous. Like, she's not supposed to be some little stick figure of a woman. She is supposed to be like the embodiment of just this Amazon, like just fucking perfect woman who will kick your motherfucking ass. I'm from fucking Paradise Island, Themyscira, whatever you want to fucking call it, but she will kick your mother trucking behind and not regret it. And the other thing is, like, she ain't afraid to go in and do it. Like, she's not gonna sit there and go like, oh, what are the options here? Do I have to be like Superman sometimes and like try to think about what's the right? No, she's like, nah, this is what we got to do. Sometimes you got to kick some ass to get some results. And that's what she mother trucking looks like she's doing up in this movie. And there's some good shots of those Amazons. I hope there's some good scenes on Themyscira. That is also Paradise Island to you people who do not understand. But there's like a shot in that trailer where one of them Amazons is flying through the air, shooting arrows, two arrows out of the same bow, ready to go kill you dead. And I am all behind that. And then Wonder Woman comes climbing up that ladder looking like she's ready to beat some mother trucking ass, whipping around her lasso of truth, fucking sliding around Matrix style, getting ready to take a bitch out, deflecting bullets with her bracelets and her shields. It looks tits awesome. She got a sword down her back at one point, looking all pretty, but the person on the other end don't know what's coming because apparently there's a sword coming at him. It looked good. I was prepared to hate it. I was right. They're going to disappoint me. They're going to do the Hollywood Hick wrong. And I'm just going to be like, oh, y'all ruined one of my favorite things ever. My second favorite thing in the whole entire world. Maybe third. I don't know. It's probably tied with Best of the Whorehouse in Texas, which is the greatest movie of all time. And you cannot convince me otherwise. But this Wonder Woman movie, I'm just saying, if you ain't looked at the trailer, go YouTube it, because it looks titties awesome. I am so happy that they are not appearing to ruin this, because I was even worried that they're going to set part of it in World War One, when really in the comic books and stuff, it's really World War Two. But it looks good. So, everybody, go look at the Wonder Woman trailer. If and you ain't, do yourself a favor. It'll bring some joy into your life. 2.5 minutes of joy, because it really is good. I would have been the first one to call bull mother trucking shit, and I can't do it. I really and truly can't do it. So let's move on and talk about celebrity things, because there's some celebrity things happening out there. Because, oh, this one. I love when this bitch just goes straight up cuckoo mother trucking bananas, right? Let me see if I can find my stories. I got them over here on this here iPad, right? Because I had to quit using. Okay, this is what I can't understand. Freaking Apple's Safari app on here, on this iPad here, will not work hardly no more. It always says it's reloading a page or some bullshit, pissed me off. But I start using the Chrome app and the mother trucker works. So I don't understand. But the Safari one would link with my regular computer, so whatever things I bookmarked, I ain't figured out how to set Chrome up that way, so I'm stalling while I get to my stories. Can you tell? I shouldn't have outed myself, but I just went and did it. But apparently Miss Lohan is not having a good run with this new Russian fiancé of hers. I call it a fiancé because I'm thinking she needs somebody to finance her craziness. So it is not a fiance, it is a fiancé to finance my crazy, because she found somebody who is desperate enough to be hooked up with somebody who is a freaking washed up movie actress who used to be kind of good as a kid, but now she's really not a good actress. Watch her. She's not good. I don't know what people keep saying. She had the potential to be good, but you know what she did? She went and squandered it, just like Mariah Carey did with her voice, because Mariah Carey did not freaking protect her voice and keep training it and all, because her voice is thin to begin with, and then now it's even more thin. She can't hit those same high notes. She didn't take care of her voice. She should have took a lesson from Barbra Streisand and Kelly Clarkson and keep working that freaking muscle or tool or whatever you want to call it, because honestly, Mariah Carey cannot sing live, and I will say it to her face. I probably wouldn't. I'd say it to her face and run like a motherfucker and pray for my life, but that's a different story for a different day. See if I can find on here where this story begins. Because, you know, like he's like, she says he threatened to kill her. Here we go. Let's look at this one where it says, what the fuck is happening with Lindsay Lohan over off of the Jezebel site? So basically what the story is, apparently she starts like, this is the thing. She's like, it's like she's always like, I want my privacy. Leave me alone. Why y'all always bugging me? But then she always goes and airs her dirty mother trucking laundry all over the freaking Twitters and the chats and the interwebs or whatever the hell you want to call it. She's like all over the freaking place. But according to this here Jezebel article, it's like, where even to begin? Which is the truth. This poor woman is a mess. Like, anybody who gets mixed up with this chick, you just getting what you asked for. I'm just saying is all. But says here, Lindsay Lohan went on a little social media spree on Saturday night, accusing her Russian millionaire fiancé, Igor Tarabasov, I hope I'm saying that right, I'm sure I'm not, of cheating on her with a hooker, and she might be pregnant. And then she's like that's just like, they're like, let's snap on our surgical gloves and dissect this thing. So let's see what. Okay, basically, first the cheating part, right? So this Lindsay Lohan apparently has accused her fiancé Igor. I love that his name is Igor, because that's supposed to be like an evil person's name, right? Or did we just adopt that over here in like in Russia? That's probably a freaking common fucking name. But I don't know nothing about nothing, right? Well, she went on to Snapchats. They're all on the Snapchats now, I guess. I guess I got to get on the Snapchats. I'm not very good at the social medias. I wish I was better at the social medias. I think it's because I ain't 12, but that's a different story there, too. But the first thing she puts out, she goes, my fiancé's been being really angry at me, but I'm drinking water to get him to come home. Honey, come home, please. Okay, what the fuck does I'm drinking water? How does I'm drinking water entice somebody to come to you? Like, I don't know. Does that mean because you've been a drunken mess of a mess, probably taking too many pills and or lines of cocaine as well? And he's like, not having it, you and your craziness, because I can guarantee to you, Lindsay Lohan, when she is fucked up, is not the most rational person on this planet, because even sober, she is one of the least rational people on this fucking planet. So you can't convince me that when she's fucked like Cootie Brown wasted, that she ain't fucking anything other than a complete and utter blithering mess. Well, so, but apparently the real magic went down later at night. Oh, wait a minute. I missed the part. But on Saturday, she posted a photo on the Instagrams after that tweet about him being angry of the two of them together. But she like scribbled out over his face to block him out and just has like a corner of her eye in it. But she goes with a comment on there that says, "He wore black and I wore white. I guess art is whatever you make of it." I don't know what the fuck this is supposed to mean. This girl is nuts, by the way. So a lot of this may not make sense, these little tweets of hers. Because, like, honestly, because using normal English is not anything anybody does in a tweet. Because when people start tweeting, I'm like, good Lord, I need a freaking tweet translator to come up in here for straight up reels. But apparently, then, after those two Twitters, right, this when the shit went down. So right here it says, the real magic went down later that night with a series of since-deleted Instagram posts. She started on the Snapchats, Snapchats. Yeah, then she went to the Instagrams. Then she went back to the Snapchats. Then she went to the Instagrams. So she's sticking around the Instagrams right now. Apparently it says that, good Lord, I lost my place, y'all. Sorry, backing up. The real magic went down later that night with a series of since-deleted Instagram posts depicting Igor, I can't say his last name very good, at a club. His companion seemed to be either another man or an ice bucket of glowing alcohol, but no matter, Lindsay is pissed. The Instagram evidence may be wiped away, but you know, you can't take nothing off of the internet. So her tweets are home, and then I guess there's a picture. Wow, thanks, fiance, with Russian hooker. So apparently she thinks he's with a hooker. Then she goes on with another one. I guess I was the same at 23. No, you were worse, girl. You were worse at 12. What do you mean at 23? You were a fucking... You have been a menace since you fucking came on the scene. Like, you did one movie where everybody thought you were sweet and innocent, and then you fucking got titties and went off the rail. That's what happened. You sprouted these big, giant boobies, and as soon as those things came in, I think all of your brains went to your boobies, and then that was that. That's pretty much my theory. But she goes, I guess that I was the same at 23. No, you were worse. Shitty time, it changes at 26, 27. I don't know what that is. Thanks for not coming. So, Igor, I guess thanks for not coming home, I guess. I guess he stayed out with some hooker, and she wasn't having it. She wasn't happy with that. But, you know, because there are rumors also that Lindsay Lohan is a hooker. I ain't saying this is true. I'm just saying I heard rumors that she's one of them, like, hookers that goes over to, like, some like Saudi Arabia or something, and all those rich like oil men like pay money to have sexy times with a starlet. I don't know if it's true, but I've heard the rumors. So allegedly, that's the word we're supposed to use, allegedly. But apparently, this here hooker in question is a Russian designer named Dasha Pashavinka, with whom Lohan seems to have been friendly in the past. But the two of them are like, especially I guess those two, she's like thinking that chick is hooking up now with her like fiancée, right? Well, from Us Weekly, they said, a little while after the troubled star Instagrammed and then deleted an email address. Oh, yeah, she put that bitch's email address up on the fucking Instagrams to just let all of her, like, however many millions of dumbasses that follow her could, like, rain down on this poor chick. Because, like, she doesn't even know if it's true yet or not. She's just, like, making this up in her head because she's probably fucking cootie brown wasted, right? Well, she goes, it's legal if you're selling yourself and not a Russian from Moscow, right, my baby? I don't understand what that means. So let's dissect this. A little while after the troubled star Instagram and then deleted an email address and UK address of the woman she claimed Igor was with, this is her caption on that. It's legal if you're selling yourself and not a Russian from Moscow. I don't understand that. Like, no, that's actually a really, really shitty thing to do, regardless of whether you think this person is fucking your fiancé or not. Whatever your personal issues are, you don't need to, like, put it out there to have these people come in and just rain down on this poor woman, because you don't know the truth yet, and you're just over there speculating. Even if you delete the shit after the fact, you know the internet is forever. Lindsay Lohan, you are a horrible person. A horrible, horrible, horrible person, and the reason nobody will ever take you serious again is because you're a stupid ass. See you next Tuesday. That's pretty much what it is. I ain't saying this Igor's innocent, because if he was stepping out, but I'm thinking from what I've read, he's saying he ain't. I'm just saying, you, Lindsay, you a mess, girl. I'm just saying. Then, if that wasn't enough, she's like doing all this nonsense. Then she wants to make everybody think, like, now she's like, well, I put the attention on Igor's. Maybe I need the attention's back on me. So then next thing you know, she's over here on the twits going, Lindsay Lohan labor pains trailer. I am pregnant. So she tells the world at this point now she is also preggers, right? That is what she is alluding to now. That link on the Twitter she did sent out was a, or maybe an Instagram. I don't fucking know. I can't keep them straight. The link leads to images of Lohan in her 2009 film Labor Pains that ended up going direct to Lifetime. It was supposed to go to the movie theaters. It was such a shitty fucking piece of shit. It went directly to Lifetime. Well done, Lindsay Lohan. Right as I sat there with your fucking Liz Taylor performance, which was one of the worst fucking things I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm just saying as all. But apparently, see, Igor's smart enough. His Instagram account is private, so don't not everybody see this nonsense. Well, want to think that was the end of the story? Show as hell was not. There is more to this. Let me see. Oh, this thing. I don't like how this does it. It should go, like, newest should be on top, not oldest. Okay, you do that wrong, Chrome app, on this here freaking iPad. The new stuff should be on top because that means I want to look at the new stuff, not shit I fucking saved a freaking page on fucking months ago. Okay, that's ridiculous. New on top, people. New on top, not old on top. Or at least give me the option to flip that shit. And I can't find it up in here, so I ain't gonna look because I done scrolled to the bottom. But then shit goes fucking straight up nuts after that. Let's go over here to the page 6 where so all of this went down. She tries to tell everybody that he was cheating with a hooker, right? Let's get up to speed, cheating with a hooker. And Lindsay may or may not be knocked the fuck up, right? I'm just saying. Well, here we go. Over on the page 6, they're saying, Lindsay Lohan, fiance almost killed me. Yep, it went straight to there. It went from pregnant to mother trucker is trying to murderate me dead, supposedly, right? Well, says here on the page 6, cops smashed their way into Hollywood star. I would not call her a Hollywood star anymore, page 6. I would call her a Hollywood train wreck mess of a mess, but I would not call her a star because she is not glowing. She is not glowing. She is fucking the opposite, whatever word that is. I can't think of it right now. But says here on the page 6, cops smashed their way into Hollywood star Lindsay Lohan's posh London flat after a furious bust-up with her Russian lover. Police were called in as Lohan, 30, suffered a meltdown on the balcony of her Knightsbridge apartment with boyfriend Igor Tarabasov, 22. She's like 30-something. She's a cougar. She's cougaring it right now. Claiming she had been attacked. That's what she says, right? And there's somebody who's wanting to keep all of her personals personal by going out onto the balcony and screaming and yelling at the top of her lungs. There's some nonsense going down, right? Well, apparently, she waking up the neighbors. The A-lister, she is not a page 6. Come on, I thought y'all was better than that. She is not an A-lister. She is C-minus at best right now. Don't nobody give two fucks about this girl. She ain't no good. She can't act no more. Her voice is fucked up from too many years of drugging and smoking and everything. She sounds like a freaking old man when she talks. No, bitch is washed up at 30. That is embarrassing, right? Well, apparently the A-lister, if y'all could have seen how hard I just rolled my eyes right there, I think I sprained the eyeball. I just rolled them so hard, right? She starts screaming, he just strangled me. He almost killed me. And then in footage taken by a neighbor, she could be heard begging for help outside of her 4.2. How does this bitch afford a 4.2 million home? You know what? Fucking rich oil men. That's what I think. I'm just allegedly fucking rich oil men. That's what I'm saying. But this was at 5 in the morning. Shouting her name and address across the street. Okay, so she's like, I'm Lindsay Lohan. I don't want you to know, but I'm Lindsay Lohan. Oh, for the love of God, this. She's screaming, please, please, please. He just strangled me. He almost killed me. Everybody will know. Get out of my house. Like, everybody will know because you're yelling it from the balcony. How about you just leave? Why was that not an option, to just leave? Well, we'll find out. I will continue the story. She was also heard shouting to Igor, who was also near the balcony, I'm done. I don't love you anymore. You tried to kill me. You're a fucking psycho. We are finished. Then she went on and added, no, Igor, you've been strangling me constantly. You can't strangle a woman constantly and beat the shit out of her and think it's okay. How many times did this motherfucker have to strangle you before you thought maybe it wasn't a good idea to marry this bitch ass bitch? I'm just saying, I guess I'm not the type who would stick around for that kind of shit, so I can't fucking wrap my brain around why somebody would. And I know there's like manipulations and things involved, but it's like, no. This dude, you wanted the money. Lindsay. That's what I'm thinking. You saw dollar signs. That's what I'm thinking. Dollar signs kept this shit afloat for longer than it probably should have. 10 minutes later, apparently, the police arrived after receiving reports of a woman in distress forcing their way into the property, only to find it empty after going inside. So the best thing to do is, I need help, but then once the help arrives, I'm not going to be there to, like, tell anybody, because now you done realized that you went out on the balcony yelling and screaming shit. And I don't know. I just sense a lot of overreaction here. Like, I'm thinking maybe things got a little bit heated. I don't know. I'm not so sure it went to the level this chick is complaining. I got complaining in my head and I can't think of the word. So we will just move on. Like she's saying it was one way when it was really another. What's the word for that? I can't think of one right now. I'm tired. My head hurts sometimes. I work too much, y'all. But the locals told how three police cars rolled into the well-to-do Muse with flashing blue lights illuminating the whole street. One neighbor who did not want to be named, they're like, don't bring me into this shit, but this is what happened was, I was about to pick up the phone and call the police, but somebody else in the street had already beaten me to it. She woke our whole house up with her screaming. I was really concerned about her safety. Sounded like she needed help. Loads of police cars then arrived and the whole road was awake, looking out their windows to see what the commotion was. We couldn't get back to sleep afterwards. It was such a fuss for what is normally a quiet area. Yeah, because you know what? It ain't quiet no more because Lindsay Lohan done moved in. That's why it happened. Another neighbor says, I thought maybe something serious had happened. The silence of night was broken with this dreadful shouting and swearing and crying. Dear me. I'm just imagine a British person saying that too. Probably sounds way better than them. Way better than I do, right? A woman living nearby heard Lohan screams. She told the son, apparently, it woke up the whole street. She was crying and wailing, and he tried to kill her. He came out to try and calm her down, but she wasn't having it. She was really distressed and sobbing. Another witness said, I was expecting the police to turn up any minute. It sounded like they had been drinking and up all night. See, that's the thing. She was wasted. Cootie Brown wasted and then went fucking nuts, yelling out the fucking window, getting on the balcony, waking up the whole neighborhood. See, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, I'm thinking this is an overreaction. That's the word I was looking for. Overreaction, y'all. This woman was really worried for her, but she eventually went back inside, and that was the last we heard of it. The Lohan's front door shows clear signs of damage where the popo kicked it in. So the popo had to come kick that shit in. But then less than 24 hours after the cops showed up, Lindsay was spotted leaving her plush home with a pal in loose-fitting white jacket and heels. Why do I need to know what the fuck she's wearing? She left. Apparently, she came back here over to the States, from what I understand, right? But then they're talking about the Russian hooker and everything before. We've already been through all of this part, so that's where we're at right now. So at this point in the saga so far, Lindsay Lohan has now such a fucking mess of a mess. She like accused him of like cheating on her, and she also might be pregnant with this dude's love child, because they're not really married yet. So I'm going to call it a love child, because I just saw Diana Ross a couple of weeks ago at the Hollywood Bowl, and I've got Diana Ross' song still stuck in my head, and Love Child is one of the best ones from back in her Supreme days, right? Right. Well, then guess who the hell gets in on the action? Always has to go glomming on to whatever his daughter does. But hold on. Let me see if I can find my story here, because her papa, Michael Lohan, right, then gets on and starts chiming in on everything about how she talked to him and all of this fucking shit. Oh, this is the other thing. This is one thing I would like to point out, because apparently they like saw her on a boat the other day, too, after all of this shit went down, where she said she's pregnant, which I call bullshit on. And if it's not bullshit, then I call shame on you, you fucking gross ass, horrible person, worse than I probably already thought you were, because she's over there freaking sucking on a cigarette on this yacht where she's sitting with a couple other chicks. So if you really are pregnant and then you're smoking cigarettes, shame on you, Lindsay Lohan. Shame on you. You already got shame on you and your family, and now you're just adding more shame to your freaking whole ordeal, right? Well, then daddy wants to get in on it, right? Because daddy's like, fuck this nonsense. Basically says he's gonna beat his ass. But according to the TMZ people, Lindsay Lohan's father fired off a series of angry, threatening text messages to her fiancé on the heels of the couple's huge argument that had police rushing to their apartment. Where would they probably get these text messages? I don't know. Michael Lohan, maybe? His bitch ass. Freaking all of them are fame whores, right? Well, apparently he was so angry he could not even type right. But he sent him a couple of messages. One that says, Vome, V-O-M-E, all caps, here and face me, all caps, like a man, and bring your daddy and mommy. I don't know, like, what does daddy and mommy have to do about it? Apparently they think that he took off with some of her jewelry and or art things when he was, like, getting his things out of the house, too. So he goes, return her jewelry, you broke phony, or I'll take it out your ass. I will, all caps, find you. So apparently Lindsay Lohan's daddy is on the case. He's freaking Encyclopedia Brown in this coming in. Well, not even Encyclopedia. He's like Dog the Bounty Hunter in it, more like than anything. But then you can see on here. Here it is. She's on a boat with a fucking cigarette hanging out of her mouth where she's supposedly preggers, right? Well, then guess who comes out and goes, oh, sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to put all of my dirty laundry out there on the freaking interwebs and on the social medias and things, even though what I really meant to do was put all of my dirty laundry out there on the interwebs and the freaking social medias, because that's the only way I get any attention anymore. And any attention is good attention as far as I'm concerned. But where is the one? Here we go. Back from the Jezebel people. I do like the Jezebel people. Fuck you, that dude, whatever your name is. I can't remember right now who's trying to take down the Gawkers, because that's some of my favorite internet reading. So you're gonna piss me off if you end up bankrupting them and making them go away, Michael Thien or whatever your fucking name is, bitch ass bitch. I don't know if that's right, but apparently according to the Jezebel people, it says Lilo apologizes for exposing private matters on Instagram, says she was acting out of fear. You know what you're doing? No, you were acting out of a desire for attention. That's what I think. I think it's a tumultuous relationship, you and this Igor fella. But at the same time, I think you are just being a freaking attention whore, because that is what you have always been. Your poor parents ruined you. But apparently it says here, this past weekend has not been kind to Lindsay Lohan. We just been through all of that. That poor girl. I'm not even going to say poor girl. That girl was being a mess. But she started apologizing on the social medias, and here's what it says. Let me just read you. It says here on the Instagrams, straight from the Lindsay Lohan mess of a mess, right? It says, dear friends, I am good and well. No, you're not, because you are crazy in the brain. That is not well. You need to go get some serious psychiatric help, because I think you have been completely fucked up by a sense of entitlement and or a fucking Hollywood system that has allowed you to have this sense of entitlement and go on a fucking rampage with it. But I am taking time to myself with good friends. I'm sorry, so that you can smoke cigarettes while pregnant. If you are pregnant, I think that was just another plea for fucking attention. It goes on. I am sorry that I've exposed certain private matters recently. I was acting out of fear and sadness and they let the Hollywood head hick add here. An intense need for more attention, however it be good and or bad, because nobody was paying attention to me for a hot minute. And I started feeling really, 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 really like y'all should be paying more attention to me, because why isn't everybody paying attention to me? Because everybody should be paying attention to me, because I'm Lindsay Lohan and all I need is attention. I thrive on attention and I want attention. But I was acting out of fear and sadness is what I want you to believe, when really I just want attention, but it was fear and sadness. But I want attention, but it was fear and sadness. That's my take on it. Dot, dot, dot. This goes on. We all make mistakes. Sadly, mine have always been so public, because who makes them public? You, Lindsay Lohan. You be tweeting and Instagramming and Snapchatting and going all about and putting yourself out there in front of all the paparazzis. It's all your fault. She goes, I have done a lot of soul searching in the past years, and I should have been more clear minded rather than distant from the good heart that I don't. Back it up. I should have been more clear minded rather than distract from the good heart that I have. What good heart? You have a black heart made of coal, because you don't care about nobody but yourself. I'm just saying it's all. Moving on. Social media comes with the territory of the business and the world we now live in. My intentions were not meant to send mixed messages. Oh, because you know what? You weren't meant. That I will give you. Because you know why? Because all you were doing is just asking for attention. So you didn't know whether it was going to be good attention, bad attention, what kind of attention. You just wanted attention. So you just started screaming at anything and everything to get them attentions. She goes on. Maybe things can be fixed. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe not. Dot, dot, dot. Let me tell you, I honestly don't think you can fix the level of crazy that you are, Lindsay. Like, I think you either need to embrace it and move on, or go get some serious help and go away. I think those are your two options. I'm just saying. She says, I hope they can. I don't got much. I have very little faith that that is something that could happen. She goes, but I am 30 years old and I do deserve a gentle giant. What is that supposed to mean? Life is about love and light. Yeah, you should start living in that love and light and quit living in this freaking craziness that you have created. Not anger. Thank you to those who stand by my side. Good Lord, I hope you do have somebody to stand by your side. What you really need is somebody to shake you like a baby and knock some fucking sense into your head. That is what you really and truly need. So after all of this, apparently, who did, says here on the Jezebel, by all accounts, left the London apartment she shared with this Igor fella, and that she's taking time with herself. The cause of the break was alluded to in a post Lindsay Lohan uploaded on Saturday. Oh, like we already been through all this about the hooker and everything else. I was acting out of fear and sadness, blah, blah, blah. Moving on. Okay, enough about Lindsay Lohan. Yeah, just okay, right there. I know she's like a famous Hollywood person, right? But if that ain't making you feel better about yourself, because right now you ain't this freaking shit mess of a person that is freaking Lindsay mother trucking Lohan, I don't know what is. I'm just saying is all. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Let's move on to somebody else who is a complete and utter mess of a person who I just ain't got the time and or patience for, because we have well documented it here on the Hollywood Hick program, here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. But we got a little update on what's happening with our not friend, Mr. Bill Gross-ass, grossest person ever, bitch-ass Cosby, because, you know, they keep turning his ass down all the time. He keeps trying to get this dismissed and that dismissed, because, like, honestly, I think his ass is about to go down. Like, I wasn't so sure a while back when I first started talking about this nonsense, but now, y'all, I'm thinking Bill Cosby might be one of the grossest bitch-ass bitches of all time still, and he ain't having a good row with this, and it's like we're supposed to feel sorry for him. He's like all these pitiful-looking pictures of his ass. I don't have 1 ounce of sympathy for this mother trucker. Zero. None. Nada. None. Because he was trying to get his lawsuit against him, the one where they're like trying him for these sexual assaults of this Andrea Constant chick on account of things got everything resurfaced, and people were like, no, we can't let you get away with this. And they're trying to pull the sympathy card too, because apparently he's got some condition with his eyes where his eyesight is pretty much going away. I would have a ton of sympathy for somebody who was going through that if I did not know that they were a major serial rapist and druggist over the last, I don't know how many decades. So, like, yeah. So I have no sympathy for that. Like, I just think that's called karma. That's what that is. Like, I've done some horrible things in my life, but nothing this horrible. I maybe talked about people behind their back, told a lie or two, something like that. But good Lord have mercy, I ain't ever gone around drugging people just so I can, like, suck on their toes or have my way with them. With an unconscious person, that's what I have yet to be able to wrap my brain around. Anybody who wants to have sex with something that is unconscious, that is just weird and wrong and just so many levels of gross. I just can't fucking do it, right? I don't have the wherewithal to put up with all that nonsense, right? Well, this fella ain't got no sympathies, none. But, you know, he was like suing this Andrea Constant because he said that she was breaking the confidentiality agreement from their settlement from way back when. But now that this thing has become a freaking criminal case, she's compelled to have to talk about it. So apparently he was trying to sue her for that. But now guess what happened? Oh, God, why did I save something from the Fox News? I can't believe I went and did that, but I will attribute. This is over on the Fox News. Don't normally do this, y'all, but here we go, because I don't feel like finding another one. It was the first thing I clicked on. I should have been paying attention, but I did not. And I will own that. The Hollywood Hick is not perfect. However he may seem so, he is not perfect. I'm just saying. But says here, Bill Cosby has dropped a lawsuit that demanded the accuser in his criminal case repay the money from their confidential 2006 court settlement, because you were going to lose, because she had to talk to the popo about this shit, because and the lawyer types and all that deposition people. And says here, Cosby had sued Andrea Constant for breach of contract for speaking to police who reopened the criminal investigation last year. His lawyers argued that her police statements, along with 2 tweets and brief comments to a Toronto newspaper, violated the confidentiality clause. Oh, that's what it was. She, like, commented on it because somebody made a question. like, but I don't think I remember the things. It was, they were pretty fucking vague. So I think that must be why he's dropping this. Let's see where this goes. So a judge this month upheld her right to talk to police, but said Cosby could pursue the other issues. Cosby, though, dropped the entire suit entirely on Thursday. The move comes a week after he switched law firms for the second time in about a year. Yeah, because everybody's like, dude, I don't know how I can defend your ass because you are indefensible at this moment. You are a horrible, awful person, right? Well, says with a court validation of his ability to proceed, Mr. Cosby has today stepped away from that suit and will instead focus his efforts on defending himself against the claims that have been lodged against him. Good mother trucking luck, because I think they got you by the nutsack, because there's too many people who've done come out of the woodwork on the flip side and said, yep, did the same thing to me. Nope, I ain't never met these people. And I can guarantee our stories. J-I-V-E, jive, mother trucker. Right. Well, the swirl of litigation surrounding Cosby includes the felony sexual assault case involving Constant and a string of defamation lawsuits filed by women who said they were branded liars when Cosby or his agents denied their similar claims. Right. Because they're all like, fuck you. You want to play this game? Two can play that game. You're going down, old man. And that's all you are to me anymore is an old man. You're not even. I used to think you were funny. I thought you were a good guy. No, you would. You. One of my favorite things when I was a kid was the Fat Albert show. You know what? I don't even want to think about Fat Albert anymore, because now I know it was a freaking bitch-ass, druggist, rapist, horrible, awful person who put that on TV, and I don't want to ever watch it again. And I used to love me some fucking Fat Albert. I used to watch it all the time. Well, going on. Constance lawyers said, called the lawsuit Cosby filed against their client a blatant attempt at intimidation, which it was. He was just trying to scare her into shutting up. They also have been named as defendants along with Constance's mother. Basically, her Dolores, I looked at her name, Dolores, and then said Loris instead of lawyer Dolores Troiani, said the dismissal is a victory for all victims, which it is, because he knows he ain't got a leg to stand on. People can be like, no, you awful, horrible, gross ass bitch of a person. No. Apparently no trial date has been set for Cosby's felony sexual assault trial. He's accused of drugging and molesting Constance at her home in Philadelphia in 2004 and then constituted him in 2005. Blah, blah, blah. We know how all that went down. So I can't wait till this freaking trial happens. You know, I'm going to be all over this more than I was all over the OJ thing back in the day, because I want to see how this plays out. And guarantee you'll be hearing about it right here on the Hollywood Hick program. I'm just saying is all right. All right, let's see what else is going out there. I don't want to talk about it. I don't even, like, my Rainbow Sparkles and Sunshine and Dolly Parton up on the inside have been squashed by freaking daggum Bill Mother Trucking Cosby. I'm just saying is all. Ooh, I like this little story I came across. This is more lighthearted and fun, and that is what we need after we have to talk about somebody who is as horrible as Bill Mother Trucking Cosby is. I'm just saying is all, right? Well, if this freaking computer of mine will cooperate and go to the webpage that I am clicking upon over here on this freaking, I don't understand. I don't even know why I try with this computer some days. It just drives me nuts. It ain't even going to the right thing. I'm clicking on one thing, it's going to another. I can tell right now by looking at what is happening on this fucking computer. I don't understand. Can you also understand? I am stalling here. Oh my goodness, have I talked that long already? I had so many other topics I was going to talk about on here today on the Hollywood Hick program, but maybe I should go to one of these. Oh, did y'all see, speaking of Bill Cosby though, Rudy Huxtable, she's going through a tough time. We can talk about that while I try to let this Chrissy Teigen story load up. We might just be moving the fuck on, because I ain't got the time and or the patience for this shit. Stop. I'm telling you to stop right now, computer, because you are getting on my damn nerves. We're gonna go to the pad, moving on to a different story, because you know what, I kind of like this Chrissy Teigen chick, that model married to that John Legend fella, right? On account of, like, she is not afraid to, like, speak her mind sometimes, and she will, like, just say things, and I think she's freaking adorable cute. But she had outed some things about, like, yes, this is what celebrities do. We talk about your ass behind your back. We do this. We do that. That's what the fuck is happening, right? Well, apparently, our friend Rudy Huxtable, who was on the Cosby Show with the gross-ass, horrible, awful, hateful druggist/rapist that we were talking about just prior, she apparently is not having a good run right now, because according to the Page Six people, she just got married a few months back to this guy, Ed Hartwell, who was a used to play for the NFL, and he was married to one of those Real Housewives of Atlanta at one point, but they got married kind of quickly. They were only together for a few months, blah, 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 and now they're getting a D-I-V-O-R-C-E, right? And then right as this happened, Rudy's like, well, I'm also knocked the fuck up, her and Lindsay Lohan, except for I believe Rudy. I do not believe fucking bitch-ass Lindsay Hohan, right? Well, says over here on the page 6 that this ain't going so well because apparently Rudy and Ed are not in agreement on why this divorce is happening, and things have not been so hunky-dory. But apparently over here on this, we'll just go through this kind of quickly because we don't need to go into too much depth on this. It's just kind of funny. But apparently what had happened was Rudy wanted a baby. Ed did not. That's what I'm getting out of this article I read over here on the page 6. Because Ed Hartwell said that in February he had a sit down with Rudy, who actually won an Emmy Award. Apparently, I did not know this until I read this right now. She won an Emmy at one point for the Cosby Show, making her the youngest person to win an Emmy Award for acting. I guess maybe for, no, it says became the youngest ever winner of an Emmy Award for her role as Rudy Huxwell. So somebody may have usurped her since, but when she won, she was the youngest one ever. He says, I think we probably messed up. We moved too fast. Our lives and wants are headed in two different directions. Apparently he had a heart to heart with Rudy where he was like, nah, we should focus on us and not going straight to having a baby, because sometimes that shit don't work when you're just trying to fix things with a baby. And he's like, all she was mad about was you don't want to have a baby, but you're, oh, because he had like tried to like hook up, I don't know, talk to an ex-girlfriend or something who like had a miscarriage at one point. So now she's like, you want to talk to this chick that you had a baby with or tried to have a baby with, but you won't try to have a baby with me. You know how people get. It's not freaking fun. But apparently after this confrontation, Rudy was willing to have a baby by any means. So she was like looking into in vitro adoption, having one naturally. She's like, I don't care. Somebody needs to put a baby up in me, and they need to put a baby up in me now. Right. Well, he says that what I learned about her is that if she wants something, she wants it now, and she's going to go get it. And that's one of the reasons why they stopped having sex. I don't, like, that doesn't make sense. Like, dudes, I thought were supposed to be like, yeah, get it, get it. But apparently that ain't how it always goes. So basically, Rudy wants a baby. He don't. After that, she just started going like, well, fuck you. Then this shit ain't working. I'm going to go out and party with my friends and have a good time. I'm still young and cute, and I need a baby up in me. And the only way I'm going to get a baby up in me is if I do some fucking. And if you ain't fucking me, then I'm going to go find somebody to do the fucking for you. And that's kind of how I read this. I mean, I paraphrase, but that's pretty much what I read here. He does go and say, he says, I can't say she's been unfaithful. I can say she stayed out and not come home to you. This is what I'm talking about. She's went out of town for 3 days. I don't know what's going on. I can say that. I can't say she was unfaithful. I can say she wanted to get an in vitro. See, I can say she wanted to make things, do things to get pregnant. He's like, I just want to make sure it's mine. So now it's getting to where you are pregnant. He's like, then I need to make sure this is my baby, because we wasn't knocking it that much. And all of a sudden you ended up with a baby inside. So I'm going to be following this here Rudy Huxwell story, because I think it is just barely getting going. So be prepared for that, mother truckers. I'm just saying it's all. What else going on? Ooh, I think I got this over on the flipboards. You know, I like the flipboards. But did y'all see this? And I probably should have talked about this last time, but I think I run the fuck out of time, and that's why I didn't. But y'all see that about where that Playboy bunny done went and took an Instagram shot of this poor woman taking a shower at the gym and put a thing on there like, if I can't unsee this, you can't either. Nonsense. And the shit storm that has rained down on her, like the deserved shit storm that's rained down on her, is completely like Playboy kicked her to the curb, and she was a bunny of the year or whatever. And I will say, the pictures I've seen of her, she's hot. She's just fucking stupid, straight up like stupid to do that shit. You are just straight up stupid, because according to the LA Times, it says here, LAPD investigating after Playboy model allegedly posts body shaming photo secretly shot at LA gym, which is fucking, like, I don't even want to go into the particulars of this story. Like, I'm sure people have probably seen it, and if you ain't, look it up on the fucking interwebs. But I'm just telling you, yeah. Don't be sneaky taking pictures of people. That's just straight up wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I don't understand why you would even think that's something people would do. She's like, oh, I thought it would just go to a few people. Bullshit. Bullshit. You wanted attention. You thought you were going to get this funny thing and everything would go down. You weren't even smart enough to put some like bars over the naughty parts. It was just like full on naked old lady taking a shower at the gym, who's probably there trying to like keep herself somewhat young and vivacious. And then there you are, this freaking overly plastic bitch ass bitch of a Playboy model who probably is dumb as a fucking fart. I don't get it. Whatever. Say, people, don't do that shit. So hopefully you feel bad about yourself because you are smart enough not to do that nonsense. And honestly, I hope she does get in trouble. Like, is that a jailable offense? I'm on the fence about that. I don't know. I'm not so sure. I think maybe she should get a little time in the hooscow to see how she likes it when people like start like talking about her naughty bits and or trying to hit them when she don't want. No, that's horrible. I don't want anybody raped. I ain't even gonna go there. That was a horrible, awful thought, and I will take it back. Sorry, y'all. Sometimes a Hollywood hick mind just goes places, then I have to be like, yo, dude, no, you are actually a somewhat normal, relatively not so horrible of a person. I'm just saying is all. But let's go on. Oh, Lord have mercy. We ain't got that much time left here on the Hollywood Hick. I was going to talk about Roger Ailes getting his bitch ass, bitch fucking nonsense, bald, ugly, fat, gross ass thrown out of the Fox News because Gretchen Carlson finally revealed to everybody that he is a freaking harasser and sexual assaulter and like trying to like do sexy times on ladies to give them like airtime and got busted and kicked to the curb. Well, got kicked to the curb with $40 million. So I want a job like that where I can go over there and like tell people to suck my dick if you want to get a show. And then when people find out, be like, here's $40 million to go away. Go get somebody else to suck your dick on the down low. I'm just saying is all. But we'll maybe talk about that next time on the Hollywood Hick program here. But let's try to find a couple of folks to make us feel extra special about ourselves on the way out this fine day, we'll call it. Because I don't know which day it is you're listening to this shit. So I was going to say morning and or Friday and or whatever. But whenever you listen to this, it's not exactly when I'm talking this shit. But this story cracked my ass up. And I assumed Florida would be where this was going down. But it was not. Because says here over on the KOIN Channel 6 out of Portland, Oregon, right? Says here, man staged own fall from neon into I-205. Yeah. So what happened was a 57-year-old man who fell out of a moving car on I-205 Sunday allegedly staged his own kidnapping in an effort to extort money from his mama. You hear that? From his own mama. Anybody who would do that to their own mama is horrible. That's just straight up horrible. But it says here, John R. McPhail fell out of a silver Dodge Neon at 10 a.m. Sunday during a chase between cars near Johnson Creek Boulevard. People who called 911 said McPhail had his hands bound behind him and a bag over his head, right? Well, on Monday, investigators said that chase didn't happen. Witnesses told police the Neon stopped and two men got out. But when witnesses stopped, the men returned to the Neon and drove off. One witness, the police said, tried to flatten one of the Neon's tires. McPhail was treated and released from the some hospital. The Camas resident initially told police he had been kidnapped, but his story didn't hold up. Monday afternoon, the Popo said McPhail confessed he staged the event to get money from his mama. The woman never lost any cash, though. Thank God this fucking shit went awry before he could, like, extort his own mama. He was later arrested for initiating a false report and conspiracy to commit theft and is being held in the Kalamazoo County Jail. Two other residents believed to be in the Silver Neon are considered witnesses, and they were last seen driving away on whatever. But wait a minute. He staged own fall. Where did he fall? The story does not say where he fell. This is disappointing to me. He chased in, having police, blah, blah, blah. But when the witnesses stopped, the man returned to the Neon, drove off. Where does it say he fell out of the... Okay, you people tell me in the headline that he fell out the car. Oh, he fell out of silver... See, I can't even read my own shit. Fell out of silver Dodge Neon during a chase. So he fell out, and then the other two stopped and then took off running and then came back. So that's what happened. So he basically tried to act like he was trying to escape or something. I don't know. Dumb mother trucking ass. Be glad your name is not John R. McPhail and or the Hollywood Hick, because apparently I can't read good this morning and didn't even realize that I had already read the part that I said I couldn't find. So shut the fuck up. You got something to say, just shut the fuck up. That's all I'd say to that. I'm just in the kindest of ways. I mean, shut the fuck up. Okay. Okay. All right. Was there another story I had here of to make us feel better about ourselves? Ooh, 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 ooh. Here we go. This is what I was wanting to talk about. I can't believe I almost forgot this because it made me laugh so fucking hard. But according over here to the people at the Daily News, I like the Daily News, says here, Justin Timberlake slapped by a stranger at golf tournament. Yeah. Poor Justin Timberlake. He was just out for a celebrity golf tournament trying to mind his own business. And next thing you know, what had happened? What did the five fingers say to the face? Slap. right across his face. So apparently says here, pop star Justin Timberlake was shockingly slapped on the face by an alleged drunken stranger over the weekend while attending the 27th annual American Century Championship in Lake Tahoe. He was trying to walk through a crowd at the golf tournament when he suddenly lightly slapped, as seen in the video of a blah, blah, blah. They chased down this assailant, apparently, but Justin was all, bro, why would you do that? So apparently what happened was, because I saw here over on the TMZ when they showed the mugshot of this dude, because I think they were going to let him go, but he got belligerent because guess why? Cootie Brown took over. But according to the TMZ people, it says Justin Timberlake face slap culprit was bombed. So that's pretty much what happened. But it says the overzealous fan who slapped Justin Timberlake on a golf course was beyond drunk at the time of the incident. His blood alcohol content was 0.18. That ain't that bad. That's bad enough, but not that bad. But dude, his name was Keith Weglin. He was nabbed by the cops after striking Justin in the face at the golf tournament. He could have gotten off scot-free, but cops say he refused to leave the course, so they arrested his ass for disorderly conduct. So there you go, y'all. Feel better about yourself because you was not compelled to slap Justin Timberlake in the face, get belligerent, and then get arrested at a place where you're supposed to be having fun at some golf country club place like that. You see, that's why you are better than that dude whose name happens to be Keith Weglin. I'm just saying it's all. And on that note, that does it for me, y'all. Everybody be good. Stay out of trouble. Keep listening to the Crab Diving Network and the Hollywood Hick. You can find me on the Twits at the H-Wood Hick. Facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I's done, y'all. Everybody be good. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. Buh, bye. Bye. Lamb, two, lamb, two, lamb, two. Great leg, great leg, great leg.